Hey, After Buzzers. If you didn't know, it's Kevin Undergaro, the executive producer of After Buzz, along with my partner, Maria Menounos.
Hi, everybody.
And Maria and I, as you know, have put so much time and money into the After Buzz TV product and really haven't seen a lot in return.
Nope, not yet.
But one of the ways you guys can actually help us is by tuning into our new reality show, Chasing Maria Menounos. It premieres Tuesday, March 18th, 10 o'clock, 9 p.m. Central. And features me and Maria basically bickering, fighting.
No, it's not just bickering and fighting. You get an inside look into my life behind the scenes.
You'll also get a behind the scenes look at AfterBuzz.
It's really funny. It's not just bickering, and it's not fake either. So that's actually something.
It's definitely not fake. But please tune in to Chasing Maria Menounos on Oxygen Tuesday, March 18th at 10 p.m. All of your support will help AfterBuzz because Maria certainly won't.
So rude.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Now, we're going to be talking about tonight's episode called Don't Let Go. But before we do, we need to introduce our special guest, Julian De La Salle, a.k.a. Zach, a.k.a. my hair inspiration.
Oh, hello.
Welcome. Great
nice
to have you here.
See you all.
Thank you. We've been all such massive fans of the Mariana-Zach
yes.
relationship.
Zariana.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
oh, I like
Zariana.
That. It sounds like a Tarzan character.
It's a little bit.
Zariana. Yeah. This was a big episode for Zach and Mariana as well. I guess the first date, we can call it.
Kind of, yes.
Crazy,
Mom
crazy
involved.
Date.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get into it. I'm Jeffrey Masters, joining us.
Stephanie Georgie, what's up, everybody?
And I am Jillian Love.
All right, what'd you guys think? Let's start first with the mother.
Oh, man. She was, I guess we were off on the racist thing, but now we know it's crazy.
So, yeah, straight up crazy. Yeah. Played by Romy Rosemont. Is it Romy?
Rami.
Also,
Romy.
Known as Flynn's mother on Glee. So
Finn.
Flynn. Oh, Finn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if she's crazy, if she has memory loss, but something's not right.
Something. Well, I'm surprised some of our YouTube viewers were right about the bipolarness because they had mentioned it first.
They did say that.
Yep.
Sometimes they reveal things that I have like, where did you hear this?
I know.
And it's always like right on. Yeah.
And then they'll ask me and I'll be like, oh. I don't know.
Well, let's bring it back to the first time that we met Amanda, right? So we met her last episode in the car.
Right.
She screamed at
and
you.
And drove off.
Yes. To drive
100
off.
100 miles per hour.
In a fit of rage. Yes. And then you broke poor Mariana's heart.
Yes.
I did.
And
you're
we all knew.
Such a heartbreaker.
But I mended it back. So.
Tonight?
Yeah, a little bit.
Kind
not
of.
Fully.
I mean,
okay.
I think you can thank your mom for that, but... Or your TV mom for that.
Yeah, is your TV mom your wing woman? Like, this is, like, she she did the work for you.
I know.
We went to school visitors pass.
I have no idea.
Now, question, is your real life mom like that?
No.
She's not your wing woman?
No. So she wouldn't serve you wine on a
like
date.
That. Well, I'm French, so you never know. But.
Okay. A nice vague answer. I like it.
Yeah.
There you go.
But no, my real mom's not crazy, so.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
All right,
well, can you? We'll have to ask her to leave the room. Can you leave the room? We have a straight answer. She's here on the couch.
No, she's cool.
Good. So will we... Oh, I don't know if you can answer that. Maybe to the group. Do we think we'll ever find out a reason for the mom's craziness, or is she just going to be crazy?
Well, she needs to explain what that last phone call was about with Mariana.
We're definitely going to find out because Julian told me we're going to find out. He just didn't tell me what we're going to find out.
No,
exactly.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'm not going to say it.
But also, like, the memory lapse of the 10 and 2 year thing.
Mm-hmm. She's a little, like Mariana said, she's kooky. And she threatened Mariana at the end on the phone. She said, if you even breathe his way.
She called her a whore.
And she called her a whore.
She did. How would you feel, right? So you know this person as sweet little lighting man that just wants to be your friend and has a heart of gold.
And then amazing hair.
I mean, amazing hair. And then you meet his other half, and there's something a little bit off. Like, have you guys ever had to deal with that, where you meet somebody and you sort of like them, and then you meet their family, and just something is not right?
I've known friends. I mean, I remember being around, like, I've known friends whose moms that actually happened. I mean, a lot of times I think the moms are just protective of their kids, and they're a little bit rude and will be, on the offensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I guess you just have to be polite and respect your elders.
I mean, I think Mariana, she handled it as best she could.
Yeah,
of course. She didn't call her crazy. She called her kooky, which we all appreciate. But I don't know. I would sort of, that to me was like such a mean girl moment when she called back. Mm-hmm. And I was terrified. I was scared for Mariana. I can't even imagine receiving that type of phone call as a high schooler.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, that's the only thing as a high schooler, because I feel like if she think, because the way that Mariana recepted that before, she kind of accepted it right away. She's like, it's okay. She's different. You know, it is what it is. But I don't know. Look at Mariana's mom.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like early onset, like dementia or something. And she's like forgetting like left and right. But no, the moment she started pouring the wine, I was like, does she even know what is going on?
Or is she a drunkard? No, but honey, it's normal in Europe.
And the fans freaked out because ABC Family released some of the photos from the episode on Facebook earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And the comments were just, like, crazy when we saw them at the dinner table and her pouring wine, because that's obviously not something that two high schoolers
should
be having.
Everyone was freaking out, too, because Mariana gets drunk in the episode in the first half. So I know a lot of people were like, no, not again.
Not again.
But what kind of tweets did you get after those photos were released?
People were just like, it happened. Because, you know, when we had the first kiss, everyone was, like, freaking out. And they were like, yes, Zariana happened. And then I broke her heart. And they were like, why did you do this? And then they saw the picture. And they were like, okay, it's happening again.
Yeah. Oh, they released a picture of you guys kissing.
On this episode.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So the last episode was them kissing. And then this episode, they released on Facebook early the dinner table.
Like, so pictures from it.
Yeah.
Wow. I liked how you guys, Zach and Mariana, were just kind of, like, a little, like, giggly. Like, what's going on? Like, is this what dating's like? Like, is this what I'm supposed to feel like? It's weird. I don't like it. But I kind of like it. Oh, he gets me.
I feel like it's Zach's first thing, too, really. Like, serious, anyway. Because I know it is for her, really, something that actually means something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think so for Zach, too. I don't think he's ever actually, like, met someone that
he looks
really
experienced
likes.
On the show.
Stephanie.
He does.
That handhold
was so perfect. Did he give any chin there for you?
It was, I have this thing where, you know, you give great chin. And Emma does it a lot. She gives great chin. It's just the profile when you kiss, you know. The holding, you gave great chin.
Thank you.
No problem.
Good chin. Good
chin. Stephanie's been in love with the hand.
It's the
aggression.
Listen,
I'm like, yes.
I'm trying to really make the chin thing
happen. It'll happen. Yeah.
Some people don't get it, but I'll post photos. It's just like, you know, a good profile. Like, I love a good profile.
I'm going to work on
a
selfie
jaw.
Tonight.
Yeah, it's the jaw.
Is it good jaw?
Oh, it's all connected.
Good jaw.
It just sums it up.
The jaw chin. You know, I appreciated that. So when you got the role, were you given any sort of backstory to this character before, you know, we see all this stuff with your mom?
No, actually. And it was supposed to be something that was only like 3 or 4 episodes. And then it became more, which was awesome.
Oh, so you had no idea about the potential love interest stuff.
I mean, I knew it was a potential, but I don't think anyone really knew until it started airing. Or not started airing. I don't know. I think it was sort of when they watched the episodes come together in the editing room, I think, is sort of what happened, and I guess how chemistry
It developed
was.
Into something else. Awesome.
I think it all depended on chemistry. I don't know.
Oh, perfect.
But yeah, I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything until probably this, the episode before Romy shows up is when they started telling me, you know, you're going to have a mom and, like, you know, other stuff. And so, yeah, I had no idea.
That's awesome. Speaking of chemistry, what did you have to do with Mario or with Sierra as far as chemistry? Did you guys talk, hang out, figure it out?
Well, it was cool because I remember when we first met, because I had a little bit longer hair and they cut it.
Oh, we noticed.
Not that long. No, that was like, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, that long.
I didn't have that long. It was like here and they cut a little bit. And I remember that's when I first met her. She was in the makeup trailer too. And we kind of hit it off really nicely at the beginning anyway. But it was good that they had the relationship go a few episodes after, so we already knew each other well. Mm-hmm. But no, she's great. And it worked. I think it was good that we had that time before.
Totally.
We talk about the progression a lot with you in the beginning, and I know that Stephanie like really noticed it. We sort of saw you as this like little boy,
yeah.
And I don't know where it happened, but it was like, bam, I'm a man. It happened like.
I think it was weird. Yeah.
Love it.
I know. I think it was supposed to be kind of like more of a dorky, I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's weird.
I don't know what it was. Like, maybe it was after the party or during the party when she finally, not that it was a date, but it was a date.
Yeah.
At that time, like, I don't know. It was like, it was a wild transition.
Well, it's like the next episode after that, like, she expects me to just talk to her again. And exactly. I think maybe that was when you see that he doesn't just go with everything. Mm-hmm. I think when you see he's his own person and he's not just going to be like a puppy dog anymore. I think that was that episode.
Attaboy.
Sort of what happened. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like when like seasons ends and everyone goes away and then they come back from the new season. You're like, oh my God, everyone grew up so much.
Exactly.
But for you, it was like overnight. We're like, wait, what happened?
No, I thought that was great because you did see your personality change, and I think it has everything to do with the fact that the light was on Chase before, and then that was eliminated, and you saw, you could see yourself getting irritated.
The opening.
Yeah, and then bam, went in for it.
Yeah, I mean, they
introduced, were a champion.
I think Zach and Chase the same episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, two guys. Mariana's talking to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See what happens.
Well, you've successfully transitioned from friend zone to out of the friend
right?
zone. Which not many men can do.
So,
do you have any tips for the male listener listening?
No.
If you're stuck in the friend zone, that's a hard place to get out of.
I think it just depends on people. Everyone has their own, you know?
Okay, that's very PC.
Put your foot down.
Did you watch The Fosters before you were cast?
I watched it once I got cast, and I was hooked. I'm like, someone was like, it's on Netflix, and I was like, okay. So I went for it, and I was like, oh my God. So glad I got something that had such great acting, and just everyone was so good in it.
Yeah, and just the script, it moves so fast. It's great.
Those table reads, like every table read. There was laughter, there was crying, it was great. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because the writing's so good, and you never know what's going to happen.
I know. I'm nervous to say what's going to happen with Zariana.
I know.
Season one is ending, though.
I think we're just really happy that Sierra has a love interest. Because when she came on our show during the A season, we just really wanted her to be happy. She was trying to be. She was trying to be a different person. Every guy she met, she was trying to transform herself into a different person. And finally, she can be herself with
you. I think this is as much as everyone has their own part in the season. But I think it's sort of her growing season, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so I think people wanted to see that. Because it's kind of the same thing with her in the first part of season one. She was more like this little girl, and now she's kind of grown, too.
She's blossoming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so good. And I love with all the siblings, there's always these new moments of, like, support.
Cool,
and, like, the brother bonding with Jude
and Jesus.
That was
so good. And also with Brandon and Mariana. When
they've
like,
all
you know,
had
I don't
their,
get to see you anymore. Yeah. Which I've wanted to see because, at the end of the day, we know that they're not all biological, but I've wanted to see the closeness that
you
they would
it,
have
though,
from
yeah.
living together every day and talking to each other. So now that they have separation, it's nice to see them miss each other.
Yeah, and it's nice to see them at school, like, talking and associating because it's... I don't know. Like, I didn't go to school with my siblings. But it's like, what would have happened if we did?
I know. Weird, right?
We wouldn't be talking about, like,
my sister
these...
didn't let me talk to her.
Really?
Oh. I feel
like sometimes. Sometimes she would. And she's like, okay.
You, like, get dropped off together. And
like,
then you're
right,
like, I'm going to go
peace.
And miss what you
yeah. Thank
I'm
you.
Like,
you're dismissed.
Whatever.
Oh, no.
That's fine.
So on the subject of crazy moms, though, we've also got the good example. Mm-hmm. Steph and Lena. But they're having the child.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be Timothy. I guess it's decided.
How funny was Jesus when he was like, and it's Timothy. Like, he just kept answering and answering and answering.
That was so funny in the table read when we first read that script. It was hilarious because it just kept escalating. You don't know how far it was going to go, but it was so funny.
That was a great scene. I love that Timothy's been around the entire show.
He's
and
so
now,
nice, too, Jay.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yeah. He's one of the sweetest people.
I just love that he's been there since the beginning. And now you're like, oh, he's going to have a massive part in their lives.
I know.
Yeah. I loved that when Timothy had to do his part in the insemination process.
Yeah.
How Steph and Lena thought it was so funny. And I think it's one of like the first moments where we've really got a belly laugh from the both of them over something that they have no control over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They need to just let it happen and they know exactly what's happening upstairs, but they can't do anything about it. And they just think about it.
Of course.
I just thought it was like a sweet moment and it really brought me back to, you know, probably when they were a little bit younger, because it was a little immature, you know? We giggle about things like...
It was such a genuine giggle, too.
It was really sweet.
Like, I don't know. I thought it was really sweet.
I love that they sealed it with a kiss, too. It was kind of like them consummating it.
It was. Actually, that's exactly what I thought. They said, I love you, and that's... perfect. I felt like it was them. What you said? Yeah,
they have such great.
They're making it.
They really do.
I know.
And I love like that they like balance each other out so much with
However, I am upset that Lena, she's a very sensitive person, and when Steph says, you know, it's very important to your mama, the look that Lena gave, because she didn't say it's very important to us. And sometimes I just want to be like, Lena, it's okay. She's not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, obviously she means for both of you, but I just want to hold her hand.
I think it's going to change.
Like, it's all right.
No, I think it's going to change for Steph when Lena hopefully becomes pregnant and she actually has to be a provider and a caregiver, because I think that that's where Steph really thrives.
Yes.
You know, she wants to be the papa bear in a sense, the mama bear. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants to be in charge of everyone. And I think that this sort of interim is not working for her because it really has nothing to do with her, but everything to do with her.
Right. Sort of like Brandon leaving, kind of, and getting older, and you know, and probably gonna be out of high school soon, and so it's like this.
I know. I was surprised how harshly she took it when Brandon was grounded too.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I know that she wants to be involved in parenting, and I understand that, but like to
she
like
really
be enraged.
Wants to be involved.
Yeah.
She's like, that I want to know every almost, like decision. Right. Yeah.
That was almost over exaggerated too, because exactly what Mike said. You know, I had to deal with that for 10 years. I felt like she should have relaxed for just a second, especially because Brandon's grown. He's grown up now.
And if Mike were to call her like every like 3 hours, being like, okay, listen, I have to say this
so
to
he
him.
Just,
like,
is this okay?
He had his broccoli. Okay, yeah. Don't worry. Like, she'd be like, stop calling me. I have 9 other kids.
It's just hard. It's hard for her. I know. I mean, I can't relate because I don't have children, but I don't know. You know, you're in charge of this being and he's not there anymore. And I kind of got a little emotional when they gave that hug.
Yeah, and he said, don't let go. Mm-hmm. And Terry's so good at making those moments where she wants to cry but holds it back.
I know.
Because it makes it so real. And that's what killed me. I mean, everything makes me cry on the show. Whatever.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm sorry. You don't know me. You don't
know. Oh, no.
So it's an intense one, though.
It was sad, definitely, that last. Because, I don't watch the ones that they don't. That I'm not in, obviously. So it's so cool seeing what we hear in the table reads actually come to life. And that was so sad. That was probably one of the saddest things I've seen.
Yeah.
The father and
everything.
And then, so what do you guys think is happening with Danny? Not Danny Nucci, Danny character Danny.
Two Dannys.
Yeah.
She's irritating me. I want to slap her.
Just, I don't get what her end game is. I don't get what she wants.
She wants a family.
But she, like...
Well, I don't know. The writers are doing an awesome job right now, because really,
but
it can be
anything. I think she wants to get Brandon out and have, like, Danny Nucci to herself. Sometimes I think she wants to be, like, Brandon's mom. Sometimes I don't know.
Yeah, it's, like, constantly changing what she wants. I know.
She could be another... she can be just like Zach's mom and have that little dilemma there.
They're both bipolar.
Exactly. Well, no. We know she's already a liar.
Have a dinner together.
But she went back and forth this episode a few times. So, in the beginning, I thought that she wanted Brandon to leave because she was agreeing with Mike, like, well, maybe... You know, Mike was saying, it's good for Brandon to be here, but if he's not here, then maybe you can move in, you know, when he ultimately leaves. So I thought that that's what she was going for. And then towards the end, when she brings all the bedroom stuff in, I was confused. Like, she's sending extreme mixed messages. Also, she's still giving him bedroom eyes, and it freaks me out.
Because she's doing too much right now. She's confused. She's also confused herself. Like, she just wants to be so a part of something right now.
Her intentions are so unclear. That's
they are
There's
unclear.
There's so many things. You have no idea.
And she probably does have issues, because she's lying, and she's drinking, and she's holding stuff back.
Yeah, right.
And what she told Brandon, you know, you'd be surprised how... all the things that your dad really is down for. I'm like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What kind of things?
It's very,
come on.
Like, sexual undertone.
Absolutely.
It's just weird.
We've been reading into that all, like, season, and I don't know if that's us, like, reading too far into it, like, looking for drama or not, but it's like, what do you want, Danny?
<It's us. laughs>
I don't know. And now that we know she is drinking and lying about it, it's like, what else is she lying about?
Right.
I don't know.
Like, but just, like, imagine if she tried to make a move on him, actually.
I feel like Brandon would know how to deal with that. Or maybe he won't, because he's so vulnerable right now and doesn't have Callie. And, you know, Danny's kind of putting that in his head. Like,
I know, it's like back.
Know,
it's like
normal.
He finally kind of was like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then she's like, you know, you can get together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot she mentioned Callie.
She sparked it again. Or maybe she's just trying to create more drama and wants to blame it on Steph and Lena, or Steph.
I have a hard time believing that she does want to, like, make a move on Brandon, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but now maybe she just does want to destroy, like, that part of the family. Like, she could easily just be jealous of, like, Mike's devotion to Brandon and his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
True.
You know? Yeah. Like I said before, it's the stepmom thing. It could also be just an ex thing. Baby mama drama.
We don't know anything about her past, too. It's so weird. Like, she's very much like she dropped in, and you're like, wait.
Yeah, Hurricane Danny, that's what happens. Hurricane just come and go.
I know.
She's really surface right now.
One thing that I really miss, though, in the back of the family is, like, watching Jesus and Jude, and, like, we'll talk about Callie's dad coming in. There's that male influence. I really miss Danny Nucci, like, playing basketball with Jesus.
I know.
Yeah,
and just, like, being a part of the family.
It was cool. And that episode where he's, like, making the breakfast for them. And
yeah.
Oh, I loved it. That was the best.
That was so nice. And I liked seeing him with everybody. It's
And they're so used to him anyways. Mariana and Jesus are obviously have known him since forever. So at the end of the day, it's the closest thing to that they have is a dad. But,
but he has what he has what he wants right now. You know, he has his son with him living in under his roof.
And his boot thing.
Yeah. And his job back.
And his job.
Yeah. Okay, we got to talk about Callie and her father.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. That was a massive storyline.
Oh, man.
I think those are really some of the most upsetting scenes that we've seen. Mm-hmm. When she visits him at the house and then when he came to their house. I wasn't ready for that.
I was, because I've been dying to see what she's going to do. And Callie was her typical self. Of course, she made the initiative to go see her father and to go talk to him. I love that Daphne said, it looks like you're the one that's confused, because at the end of the day, everything that she keeps putting on Jude is just a reflection of herself.
Yeah.
And it is her being confused.
But she needed someone to tell her that. Mm-hmm.
And she's older. Imagine being 15 and 16, of course. That's all we think about. I mean, even if we have normal parents, it's always us against them. Yeah. And now she doesn't even have a dad to be against, and so she doesn't know what to do. And
yeah, Daphne was handing out some great advice.
Daphne's a
She's
dope.
A cool character.
She is.
I love her.
She's a cool person.
She is.
She's a great
person. She's so funny. She's down to earth.
We love her.
Her and Danny both. Nucci. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My God.
We loved having Danny
Everyone's
here.
Funny. And Terry's funny. It's as people are laughing all the time.
That's nice.
Must be a nice place to work.
I know, right?
It is, definitely.
So I appreciated that they made the comparison between Daphne and Callie's dad.
Mm-hmm.
It really is true.
It is perfect.
They're going through very similar situations. Callie's dad is an extreme of a situation, mm-hmm. obviously, but it put Callie in check.
Because perspective, too.
Exactly. It gave her perspective. You know, Daphne is fighting for the same thing that Callie's dad was fighting for. Which
so
is,
far, unsuccessfully.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't mean it's a joke.
No, I know. I'm still think it's funny, yeah. So it's all right.
I know. Like, sorry. It takes time. like Daphne said, it takes time. And we're happy to see that she got a job this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing, because we knew that she was struggling with that.
Yeah. I mean, we know that the Fosters liked its twists and turns. When Callie said they, like, if we don't go back to, like, living with our father, I was just like, what do you mean if?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you must stay with Sherry and Terry.
Yeah. I don't think that chapter's closed. And this is why I am saying that. So he signed the papers, and it just didn't seem finished to me when they were on the porch. Because we know what Callie wants, mm-hmm. but she wants what he wants and what Jude wants. And that's another thing. Callie is never thinking clearly about her own judgment.
Exactly.
She's worried about everyone else around her.
Yeah.
And I just don't. I mean,
Callie also made it clear when she said, I just want to let you both know that Jude and I love you no matter what.
No matter what.
Meaning, and if we go back, and that's probably the biggest problem is just how do you give up two women like that who've taken care of you and have taken you out of this situation and have put you in, in a good life again, who's taken, you know, they're your moms. I mean, I can imagine. Like, even my teachers growing up, you know, when you're younger and you're troubled, anyone who looks out for you and you know it as a child, you know it as a teenager, it's difficult. And the last thing that they want to do is break their hearts because they see mm-hmm. how much they care about them.
Yes, but I don't see why they can't continue living with them at the house and still have the father be a part of their lives.
Because they can't adopt them.
But it's not, like, black or white. He could still, like, visit and take him
out
for weekends, you know.
Which I appreciate that he said that, you know, I'll always be your dad, but I'm just not a parent. And I think that they should leave it at that because he isn't a parent and he has his own issues. And honestly, she can have a relationship after she, like, grows up a little bit more. And it's just the environment.
Yeah, that's what's good about the rights. It's not, like, saying you can never see them. It's not, like, a restraining order or anything.
Absolutely.
It's just the, I guess, the code.
Even, like, hey, it's Sunday night. Like, let me take you guys out for pizza.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, do you actually know what happens?
No.
Okay, so what do you think, since you don't know what happens?
I don't know. I mean, McShane, I forgot his first name, but he's so good, the dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a great, he had some great scenes in this. I don't know, but I would like to see him back. Because I know what you mean. I feel like it's not finished either.
There was just a look.
And there was no hug.
No,
you know what I mean?
No hug.
Jude wanted a hug. He got one, and then he didn't give one to Callie.
That was the first time Jude cried, too.
Oh, that was so sad.
In all
you've
of
seen,
it.
You've seen
because
him,
Jude
like,
held it together.
Well, he cried, what was it? It was somewhere in the beginning of the second half. where he was upset because Callie left and he thought it was his fault.
Right.
But this was like,
that was just
head
a meeting.
On.
Yeah, that was, which was so good because you could see, of course, that's what's really going to affect him. And not even remembering your dad really and to cry right away.
And he just wanted to say bye. And
I thought
it
was so sad
did.
When he had the bye. Thing and he's like, you want it back since it was your dad? I was like, oh, stop.
I know. And he like shaved and then dressed up for that. And I was like, oh, here
I'm
it comes.
I'm happy they made him look presentable because I didn't want to see him like all.
Yeah.
And the earlier scenes with his, like, the harsh lighting was like, you know, very like low lit. He was unshaven. He looked really rough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like very, I would have been shocked, Callie, seeing my father for like the first time, being like, "Oh no! Like you're supposed to be like clean and presentable."
I love the way that every character has their own clothing and own look and stuff. The clothes really do make like the characters. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Was it weird for you to not dress like yourself because you have a very different style than your character?
Well, I mean, I liked definitely. I guess that part where you're saying I became like a man, like the clothing that they started having there, I really like and stuff. But yeah, I know what you mean. It was like all these like colors and like trying to be, I guess, that more dorky, I guess, someone that she wouldn't fall for.
Because you're Grease Lightning right now. Like that's what you are, right?
There
you're
you
Danny
go.
Zuko.
There
so
you go.
It just wasn't, you know, it was a little, the wardrobe on the show was a little dweeby. What I'm saying is you're much cooler in person.
Well, thank
sir.
You. Thank you.
Well, he is a musician, Jillian.
Yes, he is. Can you tell us a little bit about that? So you play guitar, right?
Yeah, I play guitar and I sing. But yeah, I've been playing for about 7 years now.
Lovely. Jealous. Talent.
And do you have anything coming up music-wise you can tell us about?
Yeah, I just actually finished filming something for Maker Studios.
Sweet.
Yeah, called Oh You Pretty Things. yeah, like the Bowie song. And nice. About musicians in Silver Lake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
there
sense.
You
look like Silver Lake. That's like.
There you go.
Oh, that's so funny. And Sierra, doesn't she work on an album as well?
Yeah, no, she has a really good voice.
Did you guys ever duet?
No, but we should.
No duet on set?
Is that a thing? You should ask people if that they want it.
The next school play should be a musical starring you guys.
Didn't they have they always have some kind of like fun episode, like a musical episode.
Yeah. Brandon can play
cool.
the piano.
Hey,
I remember we talked about it once actually. We were like faking, like, oh, we should start a band because there's so many people that play music. I think
especially
Maya does play guitar.
Well, the show could have a winter musical at school.
There you go.
Yeah, because spring's about to come up. Summer will happen.
But a lot of the characters do play in
real
life.
We're basically pitching episodes right now. Really.
Pay attention, Bradley.
Peter, are you listening?
Please. That'd be great.
Yeah. Maybe they are listening.
Right?
Okay. Maybe right now.
I'll be on season 3. Thank you.
Is there any? What else can we talk about? Jesus has a slow build with the ADHD medicine.
You know what? I love meds. That's happening right now because you could see how it's an actual disease sometimes where, you know, it's getting to him. He's getting anxiety. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what to do. And he's not on, like, he hasn't been so active right now. You haven't seen him running and everything.
Yeah.
So that's why he needs the medicine, unfortunately.
He really doesn't want to take it either. And his mood changes so much mm-hmm. when he's not on it, too. So
and you could just see him on edge, especially when Emma was, like, trying to talk to him. And he's like, I need to go. Excuse me. Bye.
Yeah.
Even when he overacted about the room, like, it wasn't even really the room, I don't think. Like, it was, like, that was when he was, like, not really kind of, you know.
He needed something
like
to do. He was distracted, right?
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, like sharing a bedroom.
Yeah.
It's like, please, no.
The worst.
Especially with a 12-year-old.
When he doesn't even live there and you're like, it's an empty room.
Especially when he needs Jesus time.
Yeah, he needs his Jesus time.
Oh, Stephanie's favorite time.
What?
Your favorite time, Jesus time.
Oh my god, I'm so nervous.
All right, guys, we talked a little bit, but let's jump to predictions, shall we?
Hate that it's over
so blink twice. No. The preview for this coming episode was the homecoming dance, a prom.
I love this music.
The winter ball, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm sorry, the winter ball.
Oh, winter ball. Spring. So we're definitely gonna have a spring musical, by the way. Sorry, just to switch it up because I thought we were in the spring.
Oh no.
What season is it?
I know.
So we saw that the ID situation is back with Callie and Brandon.
And Vico.
Jesus. He needs to get jumped.
He's a crazy man.
Vigo needs a hug.
Show, oh my God.
No, he needs to get punched.
I think he wasn't loved enough as a child.
Jesus needs to beat him up.
Okay, Stephanie.
I'm just saying. He's making me so mad. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, but he also punched Jesus in the beginning for the initiation.
Oh, I see.
Just to do
back.
It.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's messing with the family right now, so that's just not okay.
The family. The family.
Fosters, unite! Let's go!
The mafia.
Yep.
So what do you think will happen at the winter ball?
I think that, well, apparently Brandon's going to try to confess Callie's love. So that's going to be decided, or it's just going to like spark or prompt. It's going to set the plant for the seed for what's going to happen between them, if it's going to continue or not.
Is this going to become another like Ross and Rachel thing?
Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to. It's all right.
Oh my God.
I mean, do we think it's going to like carry on throughout every like season?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Interesting.
What, like this on and off? Like,
yeah, are funny. They going to, are they not? Oh, they're having a child, but they're not. Callie is pregnant. She's having a child.
I think we're going to finally find out what Vigo's...
Julie confirmed it.
...did the with the picture. We're going to find out what that's going to come out. But no, I don't know. That's a lot. You guys go.
I'll be interested to see who Mariana takes to the ball as a date, if she has one, if it's Zach or not.
correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I saw Vigo with a crown on and Callie on his arm.
Callie had a crown as well.
So I don't know if they won, like, Winter Ball King and Queen, but I think that's sort of where the drama manifests from. I think, fans, I could be seeing wrong. It was a very quick
they're, like,
shot.
Typing fast.
Yeah,
I'll be shocked if Callie would be, like, winning any of, like, a homecoming queen status.
Well, now I'm wondering if Vigo
has something to do with what the picture situation and all. I mean,
maybe.
I feel like... it's all connected. It's somehow going to come to a head. Obviously, we see that there's a fight.
Yeah.
We know that Lena is going to be there because it's at the school she is the vice principal at. So, yeah.
I just like that whatever happens in the preview, it always ends with Terry Polo looking very serious.
I know, right?
And, like, potentially crying.
Yeah.
It's like the same
shot.
So good, I'm like,
at
oh my God,
though.
Why is she crying?
That's the best
What's
way.
Each time it fools me. All right, well, thank you so much for being here. Where can everybody find you social media wise?
On Facebook, on Instagram. Dandy in the Underworld, Instagram.
Dandy?
Great.
Dandy and what is your Twitter handle?
Just my name, Julian DeLaSalle.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, and on Instagram at StephieG47.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff, on Instagram at Jillie Leff, or my website, JillianLeff.com.
Ooh, and I tweet from JeffMasters1. We will see you next week.
Cool.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.